Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
B-Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Culvert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a small poodle owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Alexis Preston, 4th of July.
It's coming.
Here we come.
Boom, boom.
That's right. Yeah, so it's going to look a little different.
Yes.
Maybe a little. Now, are you a big 4th of July kiddo?
God,
no. To begin with?
Yeah. No. Fair. Have you met me?
What am I saying?
Especially this year, I think that I'll probably go to a protest.
Exactly that. Do a little morning something, and then now I do stand before you as a simple soul.
I know you love 4th of July.
I
like fireworks too. That's true.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it stands to reason. People who don't, their arguments are very clear and succinct.
Yeah.
Why is their argument? Why? And they aren't wrong.
Yes. And tiny explosions that are pretty is a weird thing that we still do.
Yeah.
I get that.
Very bizarre. And I used to be terrified of them. Mm-hmm. Wasn't great with loud sounds as a kiddo.
Sure.
So I feel like fireworks have now, fireworks and roller coasters are the two things where I'm just like, I'm brave. And here's how I can show you. I'll watch a firework. I'll ride a roller coaster. I think that's all the evidence we need.
Yeah, that should do it.
Yeah.
I like fireworks. That's to me the best part. But it's you know, it's a really weird holiday to celebrate in general because I've never been the most patriotic person.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm. Exactly. And let's get on the dog side right now.
Yeah.
Now, we've got two pups who could care less.
Yeah.
They don't care. Couldn't be more.
I have a question for you. Is that in your neighborhood, do fireworks go off every night already?
Every night.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. 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 Quite a bit. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
I sometimes you go, oh, was that one a gun? No.
Yes.
That was a firework.
Who knows what that is? It is interesting, the lack of concern to a big boom that comes with it. You're just like, well, either they'll get me or they won't. Yeah, keep doing what I'm doing.
Actually, this bad show I'm watching.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Do you find, and I bet especially with cats as well, that you take the pet's lead on how nervous you should be about something?
Ooh. Yes, actually. Well, because you can tell by their reaction how close they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they can really hear the differences. So sometimes I'm like, oh, that was right in the yard, huh? Yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay. All right. So big outdoor sounds don't seem to bug him too much, but there's always something that I cannot hear that sets him off. And inevitably, if ever I'm in the shower and he starts going crazy, I was just like, well, they've entered the house and it's only a matter of time. So not that he's being unreasonable and barking at the wind again,
right,
but just like obviously there's something to this and he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. I was reading just before this what to do if you do have a real nervous dog with the loud sounds, because I think maybe in LA most of our dogs are used to it. But if they're not, I was reading to do basically give them treats every time you hear the boom so that they have like a positive association with the sound. So even though they don't like it, just have a bunch of treats ready on 4th of July and be like, when they first start, they can have one and like let, you know, and then have a high value treat when they really start going off. So the dog's like, whatever. And so for future years to come, they associate that sound with treats.
Oh, but I'm about to get a full chicken. So
yes, exactly.
It'll be okay. That's great. That's so smart.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that. I always forget the treat element. I was like, well, my vocal praise is simply all he'll need. But yeah, let's get some actual treats going there.
Crumb could not care less if I praise him vocally. He's like, yeah, I know you like me.
Right.
Where's the treat?
It's not my love language.
Mm-hmm.
My love language is kibble.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Can we put a pin in treats and how to train? Because as you were saying that, I was just like, oh, I bet she can help me with that.
Yeah.
But we can scoot it over to Crumboat.
Absolutely.
It's not my actual Crumboat, but I do need advice.
Yeah,
I need help.
We got plenty of everything we talk about can be about dogs.
Isn't that cool? Isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice?
It's almost like we planned it that way. I love it so much. Well, I do want to get into it. I'll tell you that much right now.
Yeah.
would you be up for this? Mm-hmm. Could we? Because mm-hmm. I haven't done it in a bit. Okay. Let our listeners know how much we appreciate them on Apple Podcasts.
Okay.
Got a new review up and running.
Whoa.
Our very first, I don't think I'm lying to you when I say our very first helps put me to sleep.
Wow.
The highest compliment. The highest lets me settle a bit. Well, now, hold on. Let me give proper credit where credit
sure,
is
yeah.
due. Riff, Alexis, riff.
Oh, here we go. So I'm here riffing.
Okay, well, here I am at Apple Podcasts. Now, I wanted to come up with a name, but it's just a bunch of letters. GHXDHCG.
Oh, I love that guy.
As do I. Wasn't able to fall asleep for like an hour until... got into our podcast. Huge fan. Means so much to us. If we're also putting you to sleep, get on over to Apple Podcasts. Let us know about it. Rate, review, and subscribe, won't you please?
Yeah, I always assumed that our voices were scratchy and unruly.
Yeah.
So this is a treat to hear.
I am honestly the highest compliment mm-hmm. I've ever received. At least once a week,
wow.
someone says an accusatory tone, were you in up with people, which I am not familiar with, but I know that it's not a positive thing. Yeah, it's I think it's just a lot. There's too much pep. There's a bit too much pep.
Yeah.
So to hear, hey, not only was it not too peppy.
Yes.
It was soothing is what a compliment. What a compliment. And then also social media, CFP Witty Podcast. Love to see you there.
Yes.
But now
yes.
we got that out of the way. Oof. Would you like to tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they've gotten themselves into this week?
I would love to. Of course,
okay.
we have our Crumb Boat updates, which, look, not to spoil anything, but I just read that Tug got a new collar and I can't wait to hear about that collar.
No, I can't wait to tell you about it.
We are celebrating a 20th birthday for a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to call that segment. I guess it's happy birthday.
Yeah.
We also have some dog moving tips for you. It's kind of like a dog news, but the news is that Renee's moving and the rest are tips.
Yeah.
And then of course
also you've put together Renee Fellow none of these tips.
Oh yeah. Yeah. we'll call the segment Renee once again looked up something after she already did something.
I was just like, well, this isn't going well. Should I have prepared?
Oh, yes. I should have done a bunch of things.
Oh,
well.
Oh, right. Sure. Well, too late. We'll do it next time.
And then we have our Amplify section at the end. And I can't wait.
I can't wait. All right. Well, let's get into it. All right. Alexis Preston.
Renee.
You know what I want to hear about?
No.
Okay. May I tell you?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear about Crumb. I'd love nothing more.
Thank God. Because that's all I can talk about. So,
okay, good.
This past weekend, I went down to San Diego with Grant, who has now been on the podcast. So that name
yes.
is a person now. and we went and visited a couple of his family members, quarantine safe still, 6 feet
sure.
apart and all that. But his cousin David has a new puppy. And I'm going to pull a picture for Renee right now.
Uh-oh.
His name is Derek.
Here we are on Zoom. Oh, no. Of course his name is Derek. Why wouldn't it be?
You can follow him on Instagram already at Derek Squishface. He is a baby bulldog.
No.
And he
Alexis.
Is so cute. I'm trying to... let's see. Can you see?
Oh, no. Well, hold on. Let me go to Instagram. Because, I can see, but it's not big enough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's big enough, but not big enough. You get it.
Yeah.
Hold
course,
on.
Of course. I can't remember how old he is, but, weeks, 10 weeks perhaps old, in full baby phase, in full.
No.
Yeah. Now you've seen it.
All right. Listeners, join me if you please. Head on over to Instagram, Derek Squishface.
He's very cute.
Oh,
and
no. Like, and he's 10 weeks?
Something like that. I can't remember. But a puppy, just brand new,
hot
off the press. Maybe he's older than that, actually.
Okay.
He might be a couple months now that I'm thinking about it. But it was so funny to see Crumb now. Crumb's kind of out of being a puppy.
Yeah.
And I know that, but you forget, once you're around a puppy again, I was like, oh yeah, they're a full-time job. You have to watch them constantly. Like,
right.
if no one is watching Derek, Derek is suddenly eating rocks. And like,
of course.
You know, classic things. But it's also funny to see
classic
his, like,
Derek.
Derek, the loose little puppy limbs. Like, he hasn't figured out fully how they work. And he's like, made of elastic, but he's really strong because he's a bulldog. And so it was so funny because he was already stronger than Crumb, but he's this tiny little guy with sharp teeth. And it's the first time I've ever seen Crumb get mad at a dog.
Oh, whoa. What do you get mad about?
Because Derek was just too rough with him. Like,
no, sure.
And it's funny because, you know, I thought with the way Tugboat is with Crumb and stuff, like, Crumb's pretty good about getting beat up.
Yeah, but tumbled.
I think Derek was just doing it in such a way that Crumb was like, I'm the alpha. I'm the big one.
I'm
You're the
older
baby.
Than you.
And so he kind of, like, snapped at him, not in a scary way, in the dog training way of, like, that's too much. I need my space.
Yeah.
But I have never seen him. I didn't even know that Crumb knew that he could snap. I know.
I'm also curious if this was Crumb's first interaction with someone younger than him.
He has met a puppy, but the ones he's met, he's never met such a rambunctious puppy. He's met like tiny puppies that are like, you know, he like licks them and goes, okay, this is a little thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this was the first time he's met a big puppy, I think.
Oh, Crumb.
And it was extremely cute, though. They were like, they're about the same size right now, which is hilarious.
So I love you so much. You know that I do. You're top five of my favorite people on earth. Wow. I can't believe I wasn't sent a photo or a video only because you wanted to tell me about that on the podcast, even if that isn't true. Lie.
No, it's true.
Good. Okay. Good answer.
If I showed
you, have
you
it,
then
obviously,
you would.
Right?
Yeah. Because then, yes, of course.
Okay. But, and then you'll send it to me and the listeners in just a second.
Yeah, I'll send it to each listener individually.
Okay. She hates such. This is incredible. I'm so excited to hear the ongoing friendship.
I know.
Slash keep in line ship.
Right.
Of Crumb and Derek.
It was so cute.
And this Instagram is nuts. So wait, okay. So a bulldog is what this is going to turn into?
Yes.
Okay. I'm also excited for that when the sizes change so much.
I know. Yeah. What's funny is I didn't really. So bulldogs were bred to, this is kind of weird, but to bite bulls. Like, so that's why they're so little and they spring up to bite the bull's neck, which is dark. But what is funny is that's why they're so frog-like. They have these he looks like a little frog. He's got longer back legs and shorter front legs.
Interesting.
And it's such a, like, I was like, oh, that's what's going on. They're little hoppers.
They got a little hopper. Yeah. Now, normally, after you say the word hopper, I would correct, you should call him Hopper, but you can't beat Derek.
Now, Derek's really
great.
Yeah. Derek Squish Faces. He's really cute. and it's funny, he's like, he's having some digestive issues. You know, puppies are weird. You got to figure it all out.
Of course.
And they describe it as, sometimes Derek leaks. And they tried to put a diaper on him, but because he's got a weird little bulldog butt, it won't stay on. There's not a diaper they make for that. And it's just a very cute problem to have. It's gross, but it's so funny. And they're just like,
but also real cute. Oh,
got a little Derek on me. Okay.
Yep. Tell him no chicken. It took me forever to figure that out with Tugboat. It's all over the internet. But as we talked about, I go to the internet afterwards, not before. So,
could be.
Yeah.
It's an option.
I love this.
Yeah.
I'm going to need follow-ups.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to hear about Tugboat?
Yep.
Okay. I just across the board, Alexis, I'm hanging on, but not by a lot. I'd say by a thread. I got this new apartment. I got to completely decorate it all on my own. So I've been in decorating mode.
Ooh,
decorating mode.
Okay.
What are my themes? What are my things? We talked about this. You sent me a Pinterest board.
Yes.
So here's what I've learned about myself. I am less of a minimalist and more of a rustic farmhouse.
Yes.
Is where. Where it lies. So anyway, I'm in the zone of theme, and this I did do right is that right now Tugboat doesn't have a collar just because he was playing so rough at dog park daycare that he kept breaking his collars.
Right.
So without his harness on, he just tug.
Yeah.
He just running free, and I don't foresee me ever, you know, not having him locked down. But I was like, oh, I should get a collar with like my number on it. That just feels safer.
Yeah.
So then I took myself to Etsy.
Oh, boy.
And all of a sudden, we're the proud owners of a Tugboat, like animated Tugboats on it collar. And it's not done in like a artistic way or like an adult way. It's for children between 3 and 5 years
old. I love this.
Is where I would say the pattern lies. That's very nice. I put it on him. He was furious and humiliated at the exact same time. That this is how we're going to meet our neighbors. You're going to tell them my name's Tugboat and they're going to look at my collar.
Look
and
at me.
We're just going to be those people. So I don't know. I think I'm a little embarrassed.
I think I lean now.
We are unapologetic dog lovers, so I am not apologizing.
No.
I'm simply saying, is this the type of first impression we want to make? And wait, hold on. Riff again. I'm going to find it for you, and then I'll post it.
Okay,
hold on.
I'm just okay. let me think about if I got a collar with a bunch of crumb on it, would
okay,
that
are you
be,
riffing?
Yeah, I'm riffing. I was saying, I'll just repeat what I said. I was saying, if I got a collar with a bunch of crumbs on it, would I be embarrassed?
That's what I was thinking. And I was also thinking Alexis wouldn't do that.
Well, here's what I'm thinking is, what is that collar? There's just speckles on it. It's not a thing. So it's hard to map.
If it was a cookie with a bite out of it and a bunch of crumbs. But I still think, because you're who I look to for what's cool, and I don't think you'd do it. Anyway, okay,
but here's the thing. I'm going with it. Oh, I like it.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I think it's very cute. Also very festive for 4th of July.
It is very navy red and white.
I genuinely think it's much cuter than you described it.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but okay. Picture this.
Yes. Okay.
I'm in a hip part of town.
Okay.
Right. We're dancing. Yeah. We're shaking our shoulders. Okay. We're feeling hip. Okay. I'm going to look like I'm going to look. So already that's two strikes against us. Just best in Target's finest. And then, oh my God, your dog's so cute. What's his name? Tugboat. Oh, based off his collar?
Nobody's going to. I think it's a cute, like, oh, I found a collar with tugboats on it and it's perfect because that's his name.
Okay.
I would never be like, this person found a collar and then thought, oh, better get a dog.
Honestly, I want to meet that person. I would have nothing more.
Oh, I don't know. I found a collar. I better put something in it.
Just says the origin story. Huh. I found a collar. I got a dog and named Tugboat. maybe I will try that. I'll try that origin story and see how that lands.
It's honestly pretty funny.
I'm very surprised at your response to this. I was certain that you were going to be like, oh, you can't let anyone see that.
There are some, I really enjoy some tacky things though also. So maybe I'm the wrong person to ask.
I don't
like,
know.
Truly,
okay.
There's something, it's kind of, I don't know, yeah. I like it.
Could we? Mm-hmm. Could we do a poll?
You can do a poll.
Okay.
Because I've leaned into Crumb looking old, so I tend to buy him things that I'm like, oh, this looks like what perhaps an old man that really likes the outdoors would buy. So that's usually the, here, wait, you riff. I'll show you Crumb's color.
Okay, all right, I'm going to show you. I'm going to riff for a little bit. Listeners, you're being so patient. Here's what we don't do before we prepare for the podcast. We do get a Google Doc. We do figure out what stories we're going to tell ahead of time. We don't set up our props, which we
that's
should
very
do.
True.
Okay.
So this is Crumb's collar, and it's like green with this little red.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that looks, it does look like grandpa suspenders.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that's the look I've been going for with him. But again, it's a silly choice, but I think that's the time to be silly.
I do, because when he first got Tug, and God bless you, listeners, if you don't know what our dogs look like, I am, listen, I know, it's okay, though.
It's the picture on the front. Look at that.
Yeah,
that's
there
them.
You go. Yeah, look at that. So Tug's smiling in that, but when Tug doesn't smile, he looks like
he's
he got some spiky ears on him. Yeah. And when I first got him, his name came with Rocky, but I wanted him to have an unassuming name, like I wanted it to be.
Nice.
Because he can look so tough.
Yeah.
Then maybe I just leaned into that. Exactly. Should I put them in baby jammies on top of
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay. Baby yes. jammies, tugboat collar. Let's
this
do this neighborhood
right.
This
is the time to do goofy things because you have a funny, you have a pit bull and it's hilarious to put him
might
in.
Might as well.
In this,
you know what?
Yeah.
This is exactly the encouragement I needed from the person I needed it
of
from.
Of course.
Thank you. Well, now I posted it on Instagram saying he was embarrassed about it, but should I take a step back and should I rework it and just
say,
be like,
look, the fashion police have reconvened. He's off the hook.
Ladies and gentlemen, turns out I'm a genius.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Did All you right. have, what was your dog training question?
Yeah, well, you know what I was thinking is we could scoot that into the apartment because it's based off the new apartment.
Let's do it. Let's go over there.
Okay, all right. Follow me over there. Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It is time for My Mutt Minute with Tanya and Toki. Hit it.
Woo!
My Mutt Minute with Toki. Toki is an 8-year-old, 70-pound Airedale Terrier. Airedales are somehow silly and regal at the same time, and Toki is true to form with her fluffy mustache and beard, expressive eyebrows, and bright eyes. When her hair is cut, she looks like a terrier, but when it's long, she resembles a fluffy teddy bear or an Ewok. She has one special ear that points up and one that flops over. Toki doesn't care for dog toys or balls, but loves socks. She throws them in the air and then pounces on them, but never tears them up. Toki loves to ride on the paddleboard with her mommy on our lake. and keeps a close eye out for fishes and turtles. She's a very good girl and loves to run in the woods looking for chipmunks, squirrels, and the occasional deer. But she always keeps a close eye on Mom and Dad and the cookies in their pockets. She loves food of any kind, but especially the people variety. And even though dinner time is at 4 p.m., she's pretty sure it's at 3:30 and will wiggle an open-mouthed smile at us until she's convinced us that she's right. That's my time.
Oh, Toki.
Yeah.
Now, Tanya did us the sweet, sweet favor, honestly, yep, of sending in pictures of Toki. And the description of Teddy Bear is accurate.
Yes. Just those
oh my
eyes,
goodness.
Something about them, just that's just a bear. That can't be
buddy.
Real.
Buddy. Yeah. And listen, do we have one on the paddleboard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. Just hanging out. Dogs on a paddleboard, man, is the best thing.
Yeah, that's
just
the dream.
So proud of them.
Yeah.
I could swim. I could. I'm just going to float.
Oh, what am I gonna do,
please.
Doggy paddle? I don't think so.
Absolutely perfect. I love a dog who can convince you that your clock's wrong. That was clock is wrong.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Especially
time now.
Seeing the photos of this dog, like, how do you say no to them?
Yeah, of course.
They're gonna give me one glance, and I'll offer it everything I have.
Yeah, I will throw away the clock immediately. I'm saying it's broken.
Yes, you're right.
Clearly,
daylight saving somewhere, right?
Yeah, you're correct, mm-hmm. Toki. Mm-hmm. Tanya, excellent work.
Yes.
Alexis, yeah, would you like to tell everyone else how they could send in their My Mutt Minute? And I will tell you this, mm-hmm, they're coming in a little bit sparse these days. Now, we have plenty.
We have plenty.
But, you guys, we're currently accepting My Mutt Minutes in a way that we got them. We need them.
Yeah.
Get them in here.
Over. Yes, if you have a My Mutt Minute that you would like to record, go ahead and record it on your phone or your computer or whatever you have to record your voice. And then email it to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com. And we will play it on the show. And please send us photos if you can, because it really helps paint the whole picture for us.
Yeah, and makes our day.
Yes.
Honestly, that's just
honestly,
a personal
just
favor.
That's about it.
Hey, I'm Jared Hill, co-host of the brand new Maximum Fun podcast, Fantime.
And I'm Travelle Anderson. I'm the other more fabulous co-host. And the reason you really should be tuning in.
I feel the nausea rising.
To be Fanti is to be a big fan of something, but also have some challenging or anti feelings toward it.
Kind of like Kanye.
We're all fans of Kanye. He's a musical genius, but like, you know.
He thinks slavery is a choice.
Or like the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Like, I love the drama, but do I want to see black women fighting each other on screen?
Ew. To the nah.
We're tackling all of those complex and complicated conversations about the people, places, and things that we love.
Even though they may not love us back.
Fanti, Maximum Fun, podcast.
Ow.
There's nothing quite like sailing in the calm international waters on my ship, the SS Biopic.
Avast! It's actually pronounced biopic.
No, you dingus! It's biopic!
Who the hell says that? It's biopic. It comes
it's the words
bi-
for biography biology and picture.
If you...
All right, that is enough. Ahoy, I'm Dave Holmes. I am the host of the rebooted podcast formerly known as International Waters, designed to resolve petty but persistent arguments like this. How? By pitting two teams of opinionated comedians against each other with trivia and improv games, of course. Winner takes home the right to be right.
What podcast be this?
It's called Troubled Waters, where we disagree to disagree!
Well, now, Alexis, we're now going into the segment that you have creatively dubbed, I don't know, Happy Birthday?
Well,
I was.
Well, when you say it like that,
sure. But I agree with you. I think it's just the tone with which you put on Happy Birthday, because it could be a great segment, but it also could be all right. Here we go. Happy Birthday!
Another dog has a birthday. The segment.
In this case, I think it's got some punctuation behind it. Big exclamation point! Happy birthday.
Yes.
So listeners,
so
you guys know this. You know this because you know dogs. But Augie is a golden retriever in Tennessee.
You already know this. Why are we
you
telling
know
you?
About Augie.
Stop
Augie
making us explain this.
Her 20th birthday.
Yeah.
She's a dog. a golden retriever celebrated her 20th birthday.
She's the oldest living golden retriever.
Yes, on record. But I feel like she did it. She did it. And listen, was a great sport about it.
Yes.
Was there a 100-person planned party?
Aww.
Yes. But had to get a little scooted.
Yeah.
Because of COVID. So instead, they made her a dog-friendly carrot cake. They, in the article, it says that they gave her pasta. They gave her blueberries. They gave her bread. All of her favorite things. And then in parentheses, like, in moderation, she was fine.
Yeah.
20.
She wears this age so well.
Yes. She, now what's, so just the face,
yeah.
A beautiful white,
yes.
And then the rest flowing golden.
Oh.
Now, here's what I love about this, Augie. I love the trailblazer element mm-hmm. of this in that, yeah, dogs last till 20. And heretofore, that's the new rule.
That's true. Yeah.
So when I get like, oh God, 20.
20. You're fine.
He's 3.
He's going to outlive you.
I got 17. You know what? Yes, exactly. I'm going to have to break it to him.
Yeah.
I got to let him know what I want him to play at my services. but yeah, it's just, you know, if you want a fun time, take yourself to the internet. I feel like if you just put in Augie 20th birthday,
mm-hmm.
maybe toss in dog.
Try
or
it.
Golden retriever.
Yeah.
Get you a little bit closer to it. But it's real sweet.
Yeah, happy
it's
birthday,
real sweet.
Augie.
Happy birthday. Oh, Alexis, it's so lovely to see you here.
It's great to see you.
I missed you. I was like, I don't know when I'm ever going to see her again at the end of that last segment.
I
and
know.
Then here you are. Thank goodness, because I did have a question. So, listeners, this segment is called What to Do When You Are Moving
mm-hmm.
with Your Dog. As per always, Tug is pretty good at rolling with the punches and has not rolled well with this punch. He's acting up a little bit. I was over at the new apartment finishing up some painting. We hadn't officially moved in yet, and I just ran to the old dumpster to take it out, and he lost his
Whoops.
Mind. And we had been to this apartment like 4 or 5 times, just like back and forth getting stuff ready. So I figured, yeah, he's familiar with it. He certainly was not. So then I took myself to AKC and I was like, well, what should you do when you're moving with a dog?
Right.
And I tell you what, it's just a list of things I didn't do. Now is the part where I'll ask listeners, hey, guys, help me.
Right.
Because initially, I think if you're traveling with them, you're supposed to like decrease their food a little bit so they don't get an upset
right.
stomach. There was a lot of like, make sure the routine stays exactly the same as you're moving. Make sure they don't see you move stuff out of the apartment.
Yes.
Just that happened to the point where Tug was just sleeping on his toys because he's like, listen, you're throwing everything away. And nothing.
You think I don't see what's going on?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. That's probably not great.
Yes. So I've done everything wrong up until this point,
okay.
But I think I caught it in time because now I have you and this article that says,
I think you're good.
Well, until I tell you the plan. So you're moving into a new apartment, new me.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. I'm going to get up every morning at 6 and I'm going to run. So I was so excited for the very first day that I was there mm-hmm. is I'll go out on a run. You can't run with Tugboat because he doesn't care for it.
Yeah.
But I'll go for a run. I'll come back. I'll get Tug. It will be great.
Yeah.
But this article is like, don't leave them alone
right.
in the apartment. Don't do that the first day. So luckily, caught me in time. I will not be doing that in the first day we get there.
Right.
I'll give it a week. It says basically like, don't let them leave your side for
yeah,
a week.
I think
stay with them the entire time.
The fear is because you've taken away their you know, security. It's like an abandonment thing where it's like, well, you're going to go too and I'm just going to be left here. And
yes.
So that's, you know, fair on their part. And I think as long as you're consistent and with him, he'll be fine. Luckily, we're still in lockdown. So it's not like,
yeah.
Normally, I think this would be a lot harder. Like if you're
sure.
still going to work, the move would definitely be harder. You might need someone to come and hang out with him for a little bit.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think it's just going to be, like you said, a week or so of him readjusting. But
yeah. And hopefully he gets a vibe. Also, I will say, like, this has been so lovely lockdown wise, traffic wise.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a bit longer to move all by yourself
Yes.
Who would have thought? Huh. Who would have thought? Is it takes a bit of time. So here's where I need your advice. Yes. There is a, it just couldn't be nice. Just a bunch of families within this one, like kind of gated. It's not a gated community per se, but it's just, it's really sweet. And the sort of common areas are pretty well frequented with these families and their cats. So there's three cats that just roam around. I was talking to one of the families, cute as could be, and one of their cats comes up, Tugboat, just is ramped up as he could be. The cat knows Tug's on a leash, so just kind of rolls over for a bit of a belly rub and is like, all right, man, you'll get used to it. And Tug did great for 2 minutes and then lost it. So what is that acclimation element, and how do I incorporate treats into this?
I think it's sort of a, have you worked on the leave it command?
No.
I think it's so what I did with Crumb, and he's not like perfect at it, like he still reacts to squirrels and things sometimes, but at least they know that they're not listening, you know, because they have the command. So it's basically putting a treat on the ground and having another one in your hand, and then you teach them to leave the one on the ground, you go leave it, and when they start to go for it, like, take it away.
Yeah.
And then you put it back on the ground, and you say leave it, and then finally when they do leave it, you give them the treat from your hand and put the...
There you go. Now, I have done stay, sounds like the exact same thing, where I can throw a treat at him and he won't do anything.
Oh, that's good.
Until I say, okay, so
I would say
just try
implement
stay?
That. So all of those are really helpful, but you have to do them outside of your house.
Yeah.
So, and which I'm bad about too, because it's like, Crumbs were great at leave it in the house, but then when we're outside,
when there's no distractions.
So I would say, take next time you go on a walk, just try doing stay while outside walking.
Okay.
And
okay.
see, and just practice that, and then, you know, maybe try applying it to a toy, so it's more like a cat, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can think of. It's hard because the cats are loose, you know what I mean? It's not like you can introduce them fully for their own...
Right.
But
yeah, and I don't have any examples of this working, but I just have to believe like they live there. Mm-hmm. So eventually he's got to get used to it. Probably won't, but we'll try it.
I mean, I'm sorry. Anyway, the excitement should at least wear down a little.
That'd be nice. Yeah. That'd be lovely. And yeah, listeners, honestly, this is what I'm up for advice on. Yeah. How do I get this pit bull to love cats? What do I do?
Well, the thing is, he also hasn't been fully, you know, it's not like he's lived with a cat ever. So he might be fine with them. He just has no idea what they are. He's like,
that's true.
Should I eat that?
So wait, are you saying I should get a cat?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Start with treats. Get a cat.
Yeah, great.
Perfect advice.
Work for Crumb. Renee.
Yes.
Now it's time that we do our Amplify segment where we amplify BIPOC voices.
Yes. Yes. Is it one of my favorite subjects on this podcast now? Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Who do you want to talk about this week? I'll let you go first.
Well, you know what? I think we've made it easy on our listeners this week. You're already on your podcast app, so you just got to do Scoot.
That's true. Easy. We are. We're going to talk about two podcasts that you should be listening to.
You don't have to do anything more other than just stay right where you're at and get a little Scoot. Yes. I would also bet, listeners, you guys are so great. I would assume you're already subscribed to these. If you're not, do yourself a favor. Mine is right here on the Max Fun Network. Mm-hmm. Minority Corner with James Arthur is... so good. And I know James because we did a Max Fun Con 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I know James is the best dancer the world has ever seen. Because we're a little dance party on a Saturday night. And this kiddo is absolutely incredible. He's a choreographer, so I should have put it together. But just he's so good on his podcast. And then he also I'm producing Homophilia over at Earwolf, which we will talk about in future episodes to come. Probably get the boys on. So also subscribe to Homophilia.
Yes.
But James was recently a guest there, and it's just so nice to see a host like kind of let loose and be a guest.
Yeah.
He's so great. He's such a good guy. So follow him on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's James Arthur M.
Okay.
And he also does a Zoom like dance tutorial.
Nice.
If you're so lucky, you could probably get yourself invited to that.
That rules.
Listen to Minority Quarter. Listen to him on Homophilia podcast again. James Arthur. The best.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about an Earwolf show.
Yes. Well, look at that flip flop.
Isn't that fun? Which is Culture Kings, which is Edgar Montplaisir and Jackie Sneal. And it is just, it's a great comedy and pop culture show but also like they know their shit. I haven't done that in so long. And it's just a really good time to like, you can learn things about pop culture, but also they're hilarious. And I know Edgar from, he's worked on my other show, Hollow Public Radio. His voice is, he's got one of the best voices in the business. So check that out as well. It's a great time. It's, I think it's at Culture Kings Pod on Instagram if you want to follow them there also.
Yeah, great. Yeah, they're so good.
Yeah.
And that does it for Amplify this week.
Yay!
Alexis, we did it.
We did it.
We made it to the end of another episode. Wow. Listeners, we love you so much. I don't know if we've done a direct like to listeners. 2020's been tough. And just you guys, we love you so much. We're so grateful that you come and listen to this show. And I don't know. I am particularly grateful for you because it forces me to take an hour to unplug.
Yeah.
So you guys are real sweet to be like, oh, that's why I listen. But also you, because you listen, that allows me to do it. So
just,
you guys are the best. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. You're right. Hey, hey, what she said.
Now, Alexis, do you suppose that by the next time I record, I will be moved?
Yeah, you have to be. I think legally.
You're right. I do. Yeah. I absolutely have to be. Yeah. Do you think I'll have a cat? I'm trying to create a cliffhanger.
I really hope so. Here's what's going to be fun is it will be my first time seeing your new place, but over Zoom. And I'm really interested to see if you maintain what you have now, which is a single poster left with one lamp right in front of it. You have so much blank wall space behind you, and yet the two things you have are on top of each other, and it's so funny.
Oh, it's so bad. This whole thing has just been, oh my goodness.
I love it.
I'm tickled. I have never been a good planner, ever.
Whatever.
We know that. I just am not good at assessing how long it's going to take to do something, ever. So I genuinely believed that I have like two suitcases to move. I have a living room full of stuff. So that lamp is placed there not for aesthetics, but because there's nowhere else to put the lamp.
This makes more, when you see the full room, it makes a lot of sense. When you only see those two things, it's like, Renee, just pack those,
what
I guess.
What is she doing?
Is that
just
all you have?
Give it a little scoot. Hi. Okay. Well, I'm going to go put this tugboat collar on my dog with confidence.
Yes.
And I'm going to go get moved.
Okay, well, best of luck to you.
Hank,
I'm
thanks.
Gonna eat dinner.
you son of a. Hey, you want to do this again next week?
I would love to.
All right. Well, until then, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.